那人人类又需要宗教信仰。
And yet, man, humanity needs to have a religious faith.
所以就有很多的宗教信仰现象跑出来了。
And that is why there appeared so many religious faith in the end times.
第六节这么说。
In verse 6 it says,
打仗的声音。
It says that you will hear wars, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars.
有时候看一看未来学的学者写的书了哈。
And sometimes when you read about these, read the books of these futurists,
它是预测嘛哈。
They predict.
信不信由你哈。
They only predict, and you can choose to believe them or not.
他说2005年会世界啊会第三次世界大战。
And some futurists have predicted that World War III would have occurred in 2005.
但是战争的形态不是像我们现在想象的。
And perhaps the formality of World War III is not like the way we imagined.
两个东西我们可以思考。
Two things for us to ponder.
现在的卫星。
We have satellites.
以后是战争很重要的工具。
These satellites will be important weapons in the future.
现在的机器人。
And of course, robots.
这些都已经蛮成熟的一个成果了。
We know that robotic technology is actually very mature now.
所以打仗不用很久。
In the near future, wars will not last very long.
然后他们又说。
They also said.
2080年的时候。
In 2080.
美国会跟墨西哥对抗。
The futurists claim that the US and Mexico will be at odds with one another.
他说齁现在才2010年嘛齁还有70年。
They say that right now is 2010, it is about 70 years away.
他说那个时候他也不在世了在看书的人大概很多人不在啦。
And this futurist says that he will probably not be alive, and of course, many of the readers will not be alive either.
准不准就要由他的孙子来证明了。
And whether or not these predictions are true or not, it depends, it's for their grandchildren to validate.
既然他能够讲说是未来学的所谓的专家。
And since this individual claims to be an expert of the future,
他是有数据、有推理。
This individual would base his or her opinion on statistics and some studies.
那当然我们听听看看就好了。
And of course, with claims and predictions like this, we only look at it and just.
但是全球的。战争是事实，是存在的事实。
But, it is a fact that there are wars throughout the world.
以目前来看，
based on the current situation,
美国还是全球的霸权这个国家。
The United States is still the lone superpower in the world.
第三个部分，
there's a third part.
饥荒和地震。
Famine and earthquakes.
所以当我们看到这些现象的时候，就是末日的预兆。
So when we see these signs, we know that the end times is near.
耶稣在讲这些预兆的时候，
When Jesus talks about these signs,
特别提到挪亚的世代。
He actually talked about the times of Noah.
我们请看马太福音24章37节到39节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24 verse 37.
24章37节看到39节。请念。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 37. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. 38.For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark.
这一段有两个地方值得我们再看一次。
And in this passage, there are two places that is worthy of a second look.
照常吃喝嫁娶。
They were eating and drinking.
第二句话，三十九节的不知不觉，洪水就来了。
And up to the day the flood came. Up to the day Noah entered the ark.
主耶稣讲预末日预兆。
I'm sorry, and then they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came.
有多少人相信？
So of the signs that Jesus talked about,
时间太长了。
How many people would believe because there's so much time on their hands?
所以主耶稣特别提到挪亚的世代。
And that is why Jesus especially referred back to the days of Noah.
不知不觉洪水就来了。
And he said that in verse 39, they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away.
难道他们没有什么预兆吗？
Do these people not have any signs?
所以主耶稣特别说他们是照常吃喝嫁娶的。
And Jesus also pointed out that they were eating and drinking and marrying, just normally went on with their lives.
表面上没事，平安无事。
And it appears that nothing bad was going on.
好，在他们的吃喝嫁娶，我们对照创世纪六章五节。
And we look at this, and then we compare it to Genesis chapter 6 verse 5.
他们终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And the Bible tells us that the people all day long thought of evil things.
请问他是怎么吃喝的，怎么嫁娶的？
And how they married and drank.
因为连思想的都是恶的。
Because what they thought, their thoughts were evil.
就在他那一种罪恶的吃喝嫁娶当中。
And they lived in this type of evil thoughts. They were drinking and marrying.
他怎么会在乎别人的提醒呢？
And because they were living in in their evil ways, they would not care for the reminders of other people.
我们回到历史现场，请看创世纪第六章。
And let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
六章九节到十三节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 9.
创世纪六章第九节看到第十三节。
Genesis chapter 6. Verse 9 through 13.
请念。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Verse 10. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Verse 11. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. Verse 12. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. 13. So God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I'm surely going to destroy both them and the earth.
慈爱的神为什么会毁灭当代的人？
Why would our Heavenly Father want to destroy the people of ancient times?
洪水来之前没有预兆吗？
Wasn't there any signs before the flood came?
所以第十节说满了强暴，地上满了强暴。
So in verse 10 it says that the earth was filled with violence.
这是十一节，十二节是地上败坏的行为。
And that's in verse 11. And in verse 12, and it says that the earth was filled with evil ways.
十三节，神对挪亚说，我要毁灭当代的人。
And in verse 13, God said, I'm going to put an end to all the people.
神对挪亚讲得很清楚。十三节说，我要把人和地一并毁灭。
And in verse 13, God clearly told Noah he will destroy the people and the earth.
人毁灭，挪亚知道。
Noah knew that the people were going to be destroyed.
神毁灭地，就是环境。
God was going to destroy the earth, meaning that God was going to destroy the environment.
挪亚也很清楚。
Noah also knew clearly.
因为神告诉挪亚，你们一家，你们全家都得救了。
Because God told Noah, your whole family was going to be saved.
那我们全家得救，整个环境被破坏了，那我们出荒州干嘛？
And if our whole family is saved, but if the environment is destroyed, what good is it for us to get out of the ark?
为什么洪水过后他们要出方舟之前挪亚一直放鸽子一直放鸽子放乌鸦
And why would, before they left the ark, why would Noah keep on sending out doves and also he also sent out crows?
挪亚是聪明人啊。
Noah was a smart man.
神亲口跟他讲要毁灭地哦要破坏环境哦。
God told him specifically that he will destroy the earth.
啊破坏环境那我出去干嘛
And since God told him he was going to destroy the earth, what good would it be for him to leave the ark?
各位如果家里曾经被水淹过之后
If you ever experienced a flood, have you ever been a victim of flood?
要等到水退了
You know, you have to wait until the water has subsided.
开始清扫。
You would go out and then you would clean up the house.
那些泥土要弄出去。
You have to first remove all of the soil.
用清水洗一洗。
And then you have to use clean water to spray your house.
还要消毒。
And you have to also sanitize your house.
最后撒一点香水。
And you would also sprinkle some ginger.
那只是我们家那么小小的一个范围。
And that's just for my house, in my little my habit, personal habit.
整个环境被洪水破坏了。
And the entire environment was destroyed or damaged by the flooding.
全世界只有我们挪亚一家八口出方舟，在那种被破坏的环境当中，请问怎么生活
？And so the whole world was destroyed.And you have eight people, the family of Noah, who survived. And you would ask, how can they live?
所以他一直放鸽子啊。
So that's why Noah kept on sending out birds.
外面的环境如何啊？
To see how, what is the world like.
所以他出方舟第一件事情就是献祭。
And the first thing we know Noah did when he exited the ark was to make a sacrifice.
讨神喜欢。
To please God.
神应许赐福给他。
Because God promised to bless him.
请看创世纪第八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 8.
二十二节。
Genesis chapter 8 verse 22.
创世纪八章二十二节。
Genesis chapter 8 verse 22.As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease.
环境被破坏的情况之下，神应许挪亚，这个地要恢复原状。
God promised Noah that as long as the earth endures, nature will return its former self.
所以可以播种，可以收割。
So that there will be seed time and harvest time.
春夏秋冬四季就运行如常。
There will be summer and winter, spring and fall.
这样挪亚才安心呢。
And that brought peace to Noah.
所以这个社会会有一些变化。
So we know that the world changes constantly.
天然灾害是其中之一。
And one of them include...One of them will be natural disasters.
所以再经过五十年
Perhaps in another 50 years.
如果我们不除天然灾害的事情
And if we cannot remove these natural disasters from our world,
经过五十年温度再提高五度
In 50 years, if our temperature increased by another 5 degrees,
澳大利亚的西边珀斯就整个城市是被淹没的
The entire city of Perth, which is a large city on the west coast of Australia, will be completely flooded.
所以现在台湾有一部纪录片《正负两度 C》，正负多温度如果提高两度，台湾会变成怎么样？温度再减少两度，台湾又会变成怎么样？
There's a documentary film in that is being made in the country of Taiwan. The name is called.Positive or negative 2 degrees, which means that is used to describe what would happen to the island of Taiwan if the temperature would change by 2 degrees.
再多两度，大概大家搬到阿里山，不然搬到义山去好了。
And according to this film, if the temperature of the planet would increase or decrease by 2 degrees, all of the people, which is more than 20 million people, would have to move to the highest peak of the island.
And
the natural disaster would be a huge calamity to the country. And then there will be famine as well.
天然灾害会产生饥荒。
We know that natural disasters would cause famines.
所以不是只有落后国家才有饥荒。
And we know that in the future, not only poor countries would have famines, but rich countries as well.
可是等到那个时候就来不及了。
But by that time, we know it will be too late.
这个就是社会现象。
And that is our social, that is what is happening in our society today.
看回来马太福音24章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 24.
第四部分。
Matthew chapter 24, the last part of the signs that Jesus talked about.
教会内部问题。
Jesus talked about problems within the church.
教会内部会产生两极。
Jesus said that in the future, in the end times, the church will be polarized.
参考24章40节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse
40节、41节，马太福音24章40节、41节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 40 and 41. Verse 40. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and another one left. 41. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken, the other left.
取一个赔一个，赔下一个。
You will take one, leave one, one will be left behind.
都在田里工作，都在做服事工作。
Both are working in the field. Both are working for the church.
一个得救，一个不能得救。
One will be taken, the other left.
奇怪，我们不是都一起做圣工吗？
And you would ask, isn't that strange? We're all working for the Lord.
怎么在神的眼中是两极呢？
Then how come in the eyes of God, they are so different?
我们会发现，教会后来是两极耶。
So we notice that in the end times, the church will be polarized.
所以主耶稣要升天之前，为什么一直强调说你们要合一啊？
And that is why Jesus kept on reminding us before he ascended into heaven that we need to be one. We need to be one.
一直交代合一。
Jesus kept on reminding the disciples to be united.
我们不是都受洗归入主名下，本来就合一啦。
When we all baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, when we all one in the name of Jesus Christ,
为什么主耶稣要不断的交代呢？
Why would Jesus keep on reminding us to be united, to be one?
因为那个是个问题。
Because he knew that this will be a problem.
这个就是提醒嘛。
Because this is a reminder.
所以主耶稣已经讲得很清楚了，末日预兆有什么现象。
So Jesus was trying to tell us what would happen in the end times.
看马太福音24章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
13节、14节。
Verse 13 and 14.
13节告诉我们要忍耐到底。
In verse 13, the Bible tells us to stand firm.
14节说天国福音要传遍天下。
And verse 14 says that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the whole world, to all nations.
再看马太福音24章42节跟44节。
In Matthew chapter 24, verse 42.
然后再来做解释。
And of course, Jesus also explains.
42节。
Verse 42.
你们要警醒。
Therefore, keep watch.
44节。
44.
你们要预备。
So you also must be ready.
这是主耶稣讲。 末日预兆最重要的关键点。
I believe these are the two key points of Jesus' sermon regarding the signs of the end times.
所以说讲那么多，到最后说做一个结论，要警醒，要预备。
Jesus told us a lot of things, but he concluded by telling us to be watchful and to be prepared.
怎么警醒？
How do we be watch? How do we become watchful?
什么叫做警醒？
What does he mean by keep watch.
主耶稣到克西马尼祷告的时候,
when Jesus went to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane,
门徒在祷告, 主耶稣祷告,他也祷告, 祷告他们睡觉。
We knew that Jesus was praying while his disciples were asleep.
因为太特别了, 祷告怎么半夜起来祷告呢?
Because it was very unusual for somebody to get up in the middle of the night to go pray in the wilderness.
所以主耶稣告诉学生要警醒祷告，免得路人迷惑。
And that is why Jesus told his disciples to keep watch and be on constant prayer, otherwise they may be led astray.
所以我们可以参考希伯来书三章七节到十三节这一段。
And let us, we can also refer to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7.
希伯来书作者说，他们常心里常常迷糊了啊。
And in Hebrews, it says that there were many who were confused in their heart.
为什么会迷糊呢？
And why would they be confused? Excuse me, verse 10.
每天看神迹。
Why would their hearts be astray?
云柱火柱是神迹啊。
These Israelites from the Moses times, they saw miracles every day. They saw the pillars of fire and cloud guiding their paths.
每天吃玛拿。
Daily basis. They ate manna. They made a manna every day. That was a miracle.
吃到最后没感觉嘞。
But at the end, they were numb.
这叫做迷糊啦。
And when they became numb with God's miracles, their hearts went astray.
所以主耶稣为什么要强调提要警醒？
And why would Jesus keep on reminding us to be watchful?
警醒对照挪亚时代的不知不觉。
Because to be watchful is the exact opposite of not knowing what was about to happen, as in the days of Noah.
谁会迷糊呢？
Who would be led astray?
我举个例好了。
Let me give you an example.
黄传道，你好像很胖呢。
Pastor Huang, you seem to be pretty fat.
你应该减肥了。
I think you need to lose some weight.
有吗？
Really?
还不到200磅，算胖吗？
I'm not even 200 pounds. Am I considered overweight?
比我胖的更多啊。
I know there are a lot more people who are much heavier than me.
尤其来到这个地方。
Especially when I came to this place.
我是算小号的。
I'm not really that big.
诶，自以为是诶。
The ones who thinks they know everything.
这种人叫做迷糊啊。
This type of person has been led astray.
人家的话听不进去。
Because they cannot listen to the advice of other people.
所以希伯来书三章七节说，他们就是不听摩西的话。
And that is why in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7 tells us the Israelites were led astray because they could not listen to the words of Moses.
硬心。
Their hearts was hard.
所以有人告诉我们任何事的时候。
And when people tell us something, anything.
先听一听再说吧。
Let us listen first.
尤其是神的道理。
Especially when it comes to the word of God.
第二个要预备。
And second, we need to be prepared.
所以马太福音24章13节14节就叫我们怎么预备。
And in Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 and 14, the Bible tells us how to prepare.
忍耐到底。
It tells us to persevere to the end.
什么叫忍耐？
What does the Bible mean by standing firm?
坚持。
It means to be steadfast.
我今天接受这份信仰。
Today I have accepted this faith.
我领受了神的话。
I have received the word of God.
我就是坚持。
I'm going to stand firm.
坚持到底。
I'm going to keep steadfast until the end.
我听了神的道。
I listen to the word of God.
我要调整自己的脚步，我要灵修自己。
I will change my ways and I will improve myself spiritually.
所以灵修的人可以得救。
So we know that those who work upon their spirituality will be saved.
因为他们会有力量遵行神的道。
Because they will have the strength to carry out the word.
所以马太福音7章21节，马太福音12章50节都讲这个话。
Therefore, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, it also said,
唯独遵行天父旨意的。
And it says that only those who follow the words of God
才可以进天国。
Can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
才是属耶稣基督的人。
Can be called, the God's people.
所以我们要灵修。
And that is why it's important for us to improve upon our spirituality.
忍耐不但要坚持，你在坚持的当中绝对要付出代价。
We need to be patient, we need to stand firm, and we know that in order to do this, we have to pay a price.
你要坚持，绝对要面对。
If we are to steadfast, we have to face our demons.
偏偏我们都逃避啊。
Oftentimes, we're trying to escape from our reality.
我们不想面对。
We don't want to face our problems.
因为我不想忍耐。
Because I don't want to be patient.
因为我不想坚持。
Because I don't want to stand firm.
所以就很多鸵鸟跑出来了。
And therefore you have a lot of problems that comes out.
十四节。
In verse 14.
要传福音啊。
The Bible says that we have to preach the gospel.
要做工啊。
We have to work for the Lord.
要服侍啊。
We have to serve the Lord.
我们今天在教会里面做所有的服侍。
And we need to serve the Lord and the church in all things.
难道不是为了传福音吗？
And are we doing that in order to preach the gospel?
求主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask the Lord Jesus to help us.
末日的预兆。
The signs of end times.
是要我们做好准备。
The signs of the end times, is for us to prepare ourselves.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
363首。
363
建立在我祝福天地应许上，万古千秋叫做生命其颂扬，荣耀归于至高真神我歌唱，建立在我主的应许上，建立在我主的宝贵应许之上，建立，要建立在我主的应许上，建立在我主不变的应许上。每当有种浪荡吹袭我心房，借助生命而言保得我坚强，建立在我做的应许上，建立，建立在我做的宝贵应许之上，建立，建立在我主的应许上，建立在我主宝贵的应许上，永远系在主的爱手不动荡，带着神灵宝剑天天打胜仗，建立在我主的应许上，建立，建立在我主的宝贵应许之上，建立，要建立在我主的应许上，建立在我主心思的应许上，时刻祈求圣灵引领我前往，救主是我一切依靠的力量，建立在我主的应许上，建立，建立在我主的宝贵应许之上，建立，要建立在我主的应许上。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们起感谢祷告。
Let us make a final prayer.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。